In the Rust movie set shooting, New Mexico prosecutors are setting out their involuntary manslaughter case against armorer Hannah Gutierrez-Reed. Newsline spoke with CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
Thane, first of all, so prosecutors are going to say that she was to blame for this live ammo being in the prop gun, right, that Alec Baldwin had and it discharged and the cinematographer Helena Hutchins was killed. How would they go about proving that or trying to?
Well, she's the armorer, so it's technically her job to make sure that she stores both the weapons and the bullets. The bullets are supposed to be dummy bullets. They're not supposed to be live. But apparently you keep some live ones around because you can put them in a gun belt or something so that the audience looks at them and they say, oh, that's a real bullet. So, but there shouldn't be many of them. But somehow they got mixed together. And so, the question is, she clearly was grossly negligent because the bullets somehow, were indistinguishable. And one of them, it was like they were playing Russian roulette. There were many bullets in that gun, but just one of them happened to have been live. And that's the one that Alec Baldwin fired. Her argument is to say the set was a mess. We were very low budget. I didn't have enough time. We were rushed. I didn't have time to prepare everyone. Normally, I give everyone a tutorial, slow things down. But instead, the guns were lying everywhere near the lunch table. And so that's part of the reason I think Alec Baldwin was brought back into the case, because he was a producer. He had money in this. So it's not just that he may have been negligent in discharging the weapon. He says he never pulled the trigger, never fired the gun. But also because he was a producer, he may have been somewhat negligent for the lack of safety precautions on the set itself.
Okay, so they're trying to pin it on him for just the overall conduct, I guess, on the set. So, Thane, I've also heard that there is a report of some partying on the set. And what do Gutierrez-Reed's lawyers have to say about that?
Bridget, you can't make this up.
Mm-mm.
There are text messages from her to other people in the cast about how high I am, how much pot I smoked in the hotel room. And they're all making jokes about that. Apparently, on the day after, an hour or so after the gun went off and killed the cinematographer, she apparently gave a bag of cocaine to someone else to get rid of it because everyone, the police were there. So, there is some question that the whole set was just a mess. And, her lawyers are saying, you don't have the cocaine. Where is the evidence? You have hearsay testimony. So the question is there enough circumstantial evidence that just from her text messages that she was, taking drugs? And if you're taking drugs, you're not the person who should be most responsible to make sure that the weapons are stored and the bullets are stored properly.
So we are looking at this case in part because we want to learn something about what the outcome could potentially be for Alec Baldwin when he goes on trial this summer.
Bridget, Alec Baldwin's going to say, it's a good argument. I'm an actor. My job is to learn lines. I don't know. I'm not in the gun business. And that's the armorer's job. Which is why the point that you raised before, that second element of it, negligence, might kick in because he was a producer and the quality of the controls on the set. But yes, this is a window into some of the arguments that will be made, because I think the arguments about just the recklessness of the set might also apply to him. Remember, the case against Alec Baldwin was dropped a year ago. Why? Because there was evidence that gun that he used might have been retrofitted in a way that it would have been possible for it to have gone off on its own. And guess what happened, Bridget? They brought in another expert, the prosecutors. They took the gun completely apart, like a toy kit, and put it back together. And now they've determined that the gun could only have been fired if Alec Baldwin was responsible. So that's why they brought the case again.
Responsible, and yet, what made the gun go off? I mean, he has said, I guess he pulled back the hammer, but he didn't pull the actual trigger, right?
Right. And so the question then became, what kind of this? The evidence, apparently, Bridget, these guns were like, you know, from the wild, wild west, right? So these were not semi-automatic weapons. You had to actually do some work. That's his point. It's not easy to fire them. You have to do something to fire them. But, you know, the real question in his case is, you know, I'm not in the gun business. And, you know, I'm not ultimately in the end responsible. That is the job of the armorer. You know, he's saying, I never actually did pull the trigger. And their expert testimony that is going to say, this gun would never have discharged unless you had pulled the trigger or let go or whatever it is that would have discharged the bullet.
Interesting case, as you say, just can't make it up. Thane Rosenbaum, our CBS News legal analyst, always great to have you here, Thane. We thank you.